Another exciting episode here on The Professional Edge. My name is Sean Todd, tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. What we're talking about is the EMC advantage on how working with a qualified tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner, how that coordination actually adds to a real advantage. We've often heard the combination of 1 + 1 = 3. Well, this is the case because you get synergy from coordinating all of these three. Most of our listeners here on the Professional Edge, they may use a 1-800 firm to hold their investments. Well, that firm is not licensed to give you any tax advice. So look at the bottom of your statement. It clearly says, do not interpret this as giving tax advice. Consult your tax advisor. So think about this for a second. Every financial decision that you make involves taxes. Well, should I give these assets away to my kids now, today, or should I let them pass through my estate, get a step up in basis, fair market value, date of death? Because we all know that if you give assets to your children today, call it your annual gift, then they receive your basis, called a carryover of basis. So therefore, that stock that you bought for 10, you gave it to your child with a value of 14, well, lo and behold, then they sell it, they are going to pay capital gains tax on $12,000 of gain. Well, if they sold it a day after in which they received it as a gift, is that going to be short-term or long-term? Does the holding period continue? Because there is a difference in gains rate on a short-term capital gain that's treated as ordinary income, and long-term capital gains gets a preferential long-term capital gains tax rate, and it could actually be 0, 15, or 20%. Yeah, zero. I said that correctly. That's a 0% capital gains tax rate. So if your child is not making that much money and you have some highly appreciated securities, it might make financial sense for you to give them those assets and therefore allow them to sell it. But we got to understand the holding period. Does your holding period as the donor attach to the holding period of the donee, or they have to receive it and hold it for the year and a day and then sell that gifted asset? Those are the things that being a tax attorney, CPA, certified financial planner, we assist our clients in making the proper decision, and that's where we get that 1 + 1 = 3, not 2. And go ahead and run that scenario by your 1-800 firm or even your stockbroker. Could be a top drawer firm. Call it Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, could be Wells Fargo, could be Bank of America, any one of those. Yeah, Merrill Lynch is part of Bank of America based on the financial disaster that we avoided in 07 to 09. So with that being said, they are actually not allowed, they are not licensed to give you tax advice. So again, in your planning of a maximizing the wealth of the family, tax strategies are a very important part. We also look at your portfolio to say, okay, are we holding the right assets in the right account? And most stockbrokers, well, 95% of all stockbrokers don't make this connection because they're not trained in taxes. They're there to sell you investments and collect commissions. So that's where the EMC advantage is far different. We provide professional counsel and advice to maximize your wealth and minimize your tax impact. So if you want to have that conversation, 877-654-9798. That number again, 877-654-9798. So back to another EMC advantage. So we can either A, gift these assets, or B, we can let them pass through our estate, get a step up in basis, fair market value, date of death, and then it goes down to the kids, and if they sell it, then they would pay zero capital gains tax. Well, do they pay an inheritance tax? The answer is N-O, no. There is an estate tax, but majority of our listeners here on the Professional Edge are not exposed to that federal estate tax limit because it's excessive. It's basically $13 million a piece, so $26 million can flow down to the kids without any estate tax consequence. Now, on the horizon, that number could significantly change. It escalated up from $600,000 a piece up to that $13 million mark. Well, if it goes back to $1 million a piece, a lot of our listeners here on the Professional Edge are going to be exposed to estate tax. The current tax level is 40%, so that's a big bite out of the apple when you pass away if you don't do things properly. So we're staying tuned, and you need to stay tuned here on the Professional Edge as any updates come along for the estate tax exemption. And also, does it make sense to do some annual gifting right now because the level of gifts that you can give away? And yes, a lot of people like that control, but if you run the numbers, which we do at Estate Management Counselors, you may not ever spend the amount of money you have. So it might make financial sense to A, give that money away to your kids now and let them receive the interest dividends in their lower income tax bracket, and therefore the maximization of tax minimization is taking place. So again, that's another EMC advantage. Okay, you have that rental property down in the Panhandle. It's a condo. You own it jointly with your spouse. Is that the right way to do it? I would beg to differ. I don't think that is the proper legal structure. And again, taking into account the legal asset protection, tax planning, the portfolio management, these all coordinate together because any excess rental income that goes into your investment account, most of us don't spend it all. So, A, let's maximize the amount of rental income, maximize your tax deductions available through your rental property program. And therefore, if we pay the IRS less, then we have more to invest. So it's all these combinations of these little things. There's no silver magic bullet, magic wand to wave, and poof, you become a multimillionaire. It's doing these little things correctly that are all integrated, being your tax, your financial, and your estate, that make a difference. That's the EMC advantage, because we put all of these three things together: tax planning, financial planning, and estate planning. One set of licensed professionals. So going back to your rental condo there on the Panhandle, it's in your joint names. That's probably the improper structure. I would recommend putting a liability fence around that property, and therefore you would limit the exposure of your other assets that you have accumulated, your bank accounts, your car, your house, from any claims of liability if something should happen. So let's think the railing broke, somebody fell, and they got severely injured. That's a multi-million dollar lawsuit against you. Yes. Hear me correctly. That is a multi-million dollar lawsuit against you. So is your house, your car, your bank account going to be exposed? Even the jewelry in which you have, you got that fancy wristwatch, or your bride has a lot of jewelry. Well, a good lawyer can make access to those. And yes, if it's a severe enough personal injury claim, they will go after those assets. So let's avoid that. Let's be proactive in your planning and protect your assets that you've worked hard for. And it's amazing. Individuals will call the office at 877-654-9798 and we'll schedule a consultation. We'll see that they do have that condo. They do rent it out. It's in their individual names. They're working with the CPA. They got a stockbroker. They're happy as can be. And I'm like, when has anyone told you that all of that is exposed if there's a claim from a tenant at your condo? And they look at me and say, well, nobody has. And I'm like, well, the CPA is not looking at it from a liability perspective or an asset protection advantage. Stockbroker could care less because the condo is a condo and he's not getting paid commissions on the condo. So he could care less. He or she could care less. So with that, who's doing the job? And if something does happen, then the stockbroker is going to say, well, you know, I only manage your portfolio. That would be your CPA's responsibility to bring that to the attention of yourself to do some better planning. I'm sorry. Call your CPA. And the CPA is going to go, well, I'm not a lawyer. I just do your taxes. That's all I'm responsible for. So, nope, I'm not on the hook for any asset protection planning. That's not my scope of my work. Well, that's a bad afternoon for you, a listener here on the Professional Edge. So why wouldn't you have coordinated advice that takes into account your asset protection, your financial planning, your tax planning, and your estate planning, and get that all coordinated? And it's a different lens to look at it when you are working with a licensed professional that is a tax attorney, a CPA, and a certified financial planner. You either realize it or you don't. The light bulb goes off and says, wow, okay, that's a lot of concentration of a professional. It's not mail order credentials. It's a JD, it's an MTax, a CPA, CFP designation. And put that to work for you as a listener here on the Professional Edge. To start that conversation, give our office a call at 877-654-9798. That number again, 877-654-9798. So back to the condo. Well, let's put a liability fence. If the lawsuit comes in, the worst case scenario is you sign the deed away for the condo and the liability insurance limits from your liability insurance company. That's it. You keep your house, you keep your brokerage account, you keep your jewelry, and you say, hey, I live to survive and thrive in another day. And some of you might have multiple rental properties, and you all have them all still in your individual names. Well, it's a wake-up call, being a listener here on the Professional Edge. You need to put a liability fence around those, because tenants, if they get hurt, they will find a lawyer, and you will be a defendant in a personal injury suit. So again, that's the EMC advantage. We look at how we can protect your assets from the claims of creditors, and those are outside people. And also, on the estate planning side, that could be that new spouse or that new potential creditor in the estate. So more coming up here on the Professional Edge. I appreciate your time and listening. If you think this is valuable and somebody else in your colleague group can benefit, pass on the link. The podcast is Professional Edge. Thanks for listening.
With today's financial markets, are you getting the personal and professional attention you and your money deserve? Clients of estate management counselors benefit from having one set of professionals advise them on their tax, estate planning, and investment advice. We call that the Professional Edge. Sean Todd is a tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. With over 15 years' experience, he welcomes the opportunity to assist you in preparing for retirement, implement effective tax planning strategies, and to help you properly plan your estate. His radio show, The Professional Edge, is aired weekly on Sundays at 9 a.m. If you're interested in meeting with Sean, call his office at 877-654-9798. That's 877-654-9798. Do you want to feel more confident about making the right investment, tax, and estate planning decisions? Today, these decisions are more complex than ever. Have you thought about working with a professional advisor and not sure who to turn to? Not sure what qualifies one to be an advisor? Sean Todd is more than qualified as a tax attorney, CPA, and certified financial planner. Sean is with Estate Management Counselors. Estate Management Counselors operates as an independent, fee-only investment advisory firm. They're dedicated to gaining a personal understanding of their clients' objectives and implementing professional counsel and advice to achieve those objectives. So take a second to talk with Sean Todd to learn how you can benefit from their multidisciplinary practice, where they coordinate their clients' legal, tax, and investment strategies into one comprehensive and integrated plan to enhance and protect their clients' financial security. You can reach Estate Management Counselors and speak with Sean Todd by calling 1-877-654-9798. That's 1-877-654-9798.